Sell me your car today. This is Clay Edwards, and I want to buy your car, truck, or SUV today. Are you tired of dealing with all the marketplace maniacs and the Craigslist crazies? I hear nightmare stories every day about counterfeit checks for vehicles here in central Mississippi. Did you know if you get ripped off with a counterfeit check, your insurance company will not cover you? Let me make you a fair market value offer for your vehicle today. Contact me today at claybuyscars.com. That's claybuyscars.com. We got the business out the way. The Guns and Gear text line is 769-241-1944. Let me cut my air conditioner up a little bit. Getting hotter. I put it down on 69. All right, Guns and Gear text, 769-241-1944. The Mazda of Jackson phone line, 601-879-0002. I was coming in this morning, I was listening to Joe Rogan interview. I don't even know the guy's name. He's Andrew, what's his name, sidekick. That's terrible. Anyhow, they were talking about overtip or tipping, and we've kind of had this conversation on the show before, but how now everything, anytime you use a debit card or credit card, they flip the iPad over and passive aggressively ask for a tip when you're signing your name. Now, maybe that's just that the program they use, and there's no way to opt out of not asking for a tip with that. And it's a rewards program, too. I forgot what it's called, but everybody's using it now. What is the most awkward place you've ever been asked for a tip at that's not a traditional tip-style business? I'm just curious, because I'm just seeing it at the strangest places now. You know, we always accept restaurants. We get that, right? Then you got the coffee shops. Now these nutrition shops, you know, these teas and all that, these Herbalife teas and stuff. You know, I just feel like if I'm paying $10 for a tea, or coffee. I'm not picking on the tea places. I like them. But I just feel like, man, I'm paying $10 for this thing. Do I really need a tip? Oh, you know what? My buddy Corey just reminded me on the Guns and Gear text line. This is it. This is the one that got the sand in my crawl the most. We rented tuxedos, and they asked for a tip on the tuxedo rental. Look, this place gives great service. I don't want to pick on them, but it was Tuxedo Junction. Again, I will still go rent tuxedos from there, but I ain't tipping. I'm sorry. $300 to rent a tux, give or take. You got all you're getting out of me. Let's see here. Some more places here. Somebody said on the Guns and Gear text line, the barbershop. You know, I can go either way there. I mean, if you're really happy with your hair, I can get the barbershop. My girlfriend does hair, and her clients tip her. So I get that. If you're happy with your service and you want to pay and tip, I just don't like being asked for it. Your texts are pouring in. I guess we got plenty of political stuff to get in. Fret not. But, you know, we like to shift gears here a little bit every now and then and talk about real life stuff. That's why I call it reality radio. Getting tipped to death is part of reality now, so we're going to talk about it for a second. Let's see here. Somebody says Subway. I mean, that's wild. Blake says, I ain't tipping anymore. Who doesn't make their money up? I ain't tipping anyone who doesn't make their money off tips. Sorry, not sorry. I think that's how most people are starting to feel nowadays. Like, man, if you get a salary or an hourly, legitimate hourly pay, I don't know if I want to tip you. I mean, I'll tip you if I feel like I got overwhelmingly great service. It's like, you know what? That was above and beyond. You know it when you get it. You know when you get great service. So, let's see here. Kimberly says the crawfish place. I mean, I don't mind tipping at the crawfish place, but if I'm getting anything to go, that's the other thing too. Why am I tipping to go, folks? I mean, the boss man needs to adjust your pay that is not reflected on tips. Like the only tip you're getting from me in a restaurant is for me sitting down and you having to clean the table, get my drinks, bring me my food. I don't ask for much. I am not a picky person. I never complain about bad service. I just give people the benefit of the doubt. Dustin says, donut shop and takeout food with no service. Exactly. Unknown texture here. The worst is paying $40 for a band t-shirt after standing in line for 30 minutes, and then the merch person wants a tip. Yo, you're right. I forgot about that. I ain't bought a band shirt in a while. I was going to buy one at Poison up at Philadelphia a couple years ago, 4th of July weekend, but they didn't have any designs that I liked. You know, they got so many cool designs you can buy online, but the ones they take out on tour with them suck. Bubba says, Walmart self-checkout needs a tip option instead of the star ratings. Hey, I clicked on a video last night and forgot to watch it, but it looks like Walmart and some of the big chains are moving away from the self-checkout stuff. Not because they want to bring back great customer service or anything. Apparently, it's a theft issue. Carrie on the Guns and Gear text line says, what about pickup orders, Kroger, etc.? I never know what to do there. I ain't tipping nobody at Kroger. I ain't using Kroger no more after they celebrated Pride Month either. So that's not an issue for me. I'll give y'all an example. Allen's Grocery Store. Love Allen's. It's my spot. I use Ramey's, Fairway, and Pillahatchie, and Allen's. I kind of rotate between the three. They're locally owned. It's good service at all of them. There's something I like about each one. Allen's, they take your – it doesn't matter if it's one bag or 20 bags. They're taking it out to the car for you. Well, I never know what to do there because that is good service that I didn't necessarily ask for. And I don't rarely have any cash on me, and it's not like you can add a tip. They don't ask for a tip. The young guys, they just load it up. They're very, very polite. There is a situation where I would tip a buck or two if I had it on me, but I never like having any loose ones because, you know, everything's plastic for the most part. I mean, I keep a 20 or so on me, but I ain't tipping a 20, and I ain't asking him if he has change. But that's good service. That's why I go to Allen's, because everybody there treats you like they know you by name. They take your groceries out to the car for you. I mean, they got a little gas station right in front of it too, but they don't pump your gas for you, but they may be missing a good opportunity there. But we got a lot of texts on this. Let's take a break real quick. Come back. We'll weave in and out of this tipping thing throughout the show. I got some topics I want to hit. Meth heads. Methamphetamine junkies are costing MDOT $15.5 million to fix the interstate lights in Jackson. Let's talk about it when we come back. This is the Clay Edwards Show.